My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond, Virginia. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, August 19th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. And Jason Bishop.
Good morning, everybody.
Running the three-man show, Cakes, out this week. Happy birthday to Cakes. Today is John Martin Auville's 54th birthday.
Mm.
Happy birthday to Cakes. I saw he was out at MGM National Harbor playing in a poker tournament. It's not a big shock.
Mm-hmm. It's not a happy birthday. All these birthdays from here on out, they're pretty depressing. 54.
It's not a happy day, EB. Don't be so depressed.
It's not. There's nothing happy about it.
It wasn't a birthday party, but EB and I saw each other over the weekend. It was kind of a weird theme party. I think it was just an excuse to get together. Our friends, the Frasers, have lived in their house for 50 years. Mm-hmm. We had an anniversary of living there for 50 years. So it wasn't a birthday party, but there were a lot of octogenarians there, a lot of older people.
It was nice. It was really nice. Nice to get everybody together.
I shouldn't slander the Bachmans. I don't believe are in their 80s. I think they're in their upper 70s.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe the tickling 80.
But might be close. But yeah, yeah, it was really nice to see a bunch of families that are kind of like family to us all.
Yeah, we all grew up together.
Grew up with, and yeah, it was really nice. We were back in the Frasers' backyard, Jason, which I'm sure you've been there many times. I told them, that really should have my name on that court.
They still have the court there?
Yeah, the court and the pool.
That's right, they got a pool.
That's the court that EB built. That should just have my signature. You know, like the Gary Williams court? It should be the EB court right there.
But they still have the pool, right?
They still have the pool. And we spent many hours there, many days, many weekends. So
it's crazy how time moves on, because we grew up, playing in that backyard, jumping in the pool, and now it's just the younger generation of kids jumping in the pool, playing knockout.
We were, yeah, I mean, there's the our parents' generation, then us, and then the kids.
And the kids, half of them are in college.
Some of them, yeah.
Or getting in college.
I probably haven't been to the Frasers' home since high school.
30 years, yeah.
High school.
Nah, I feel like we did a couple of bachelor parties there.
Maybe, but man, it's just, it's been a long time.
Yeah, so long, it was nice. Long time. It was nice to see some of those
but
guys.
It was funny. Eric wanted to see the start of the Commanders game, which was at 7 o'clock. And he had his mom there, and he and Dina drove separately. So Dina, I walked outside to say bye to Mrs. Bickle, and he was like rushing around. Dina was telling him, slow down, Eric.
I don't have time for this slow walk.
Eric's looking at his watch like, I got to get back for kicks.
I don't have time for this slow walk. I figure if she's holding my hand, she ain't going to fall.
Right.
I won't let her fall.
You were walking around the grass. It's a softer fall.
Yeah, she's not going to fall when she's holding my hand. But I don't have time for this old lady walk. We gotta go.
So what time was that? Six? Six-ish?
No, it was like 5:30. And to be honest with you, then it was like pouring rain on the way home. I got home like with 5 minutes to spare.
No, there was a lake on the Beltway.
Yeah.
A legitimate lake that every lane had to move over four lanes to get by the lake and the shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, it poured pretty hard. Saturday?
That was Saturday.
That was terrible. It was terrible driving conditions.
It only rained for maybe 20 minutes, but it flooded everything.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. I don't even know what's going on. I mean, were there issues in like Annapolis and Alexandria or whatever, or Arlington, whatever the parts.
Flooding?
The floods.
I didn't hear about that.
I'd never seen that type of water. I mean, on the Beltway in my 53 years of driving.
And that quickly,
I guess I've been driving for 53 years, but you know what I mean.
Living here.
It was kind of close to like the Lanham area of the Beltway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely.
There was a turn, and then there was...
It was from like the VW Parkway on, kind of, when it started to get crazy.
Yeah, I had, I don't know, 10 minutes of traffic there as I left. I left probably about a half hour after you.
Well, it worked out better for you.
Well, good. Glad you're able to hang out over there in Bowie.
It was just nice just to see old family that, you know, it is important. JP does a better job of going in there and seeing some old friends and their parents, et cetera, than I do. It's just good to see them.
But so, you did get home in time to see
I did
off.
Get home in time. I was excited about the game. I know we'll get into it, I'm sure, throughout the show. Fun to watch. I was rooting for your boy, Trace.
Yeah.
Started out rough.
We'll talk about that.
Started out rough, but he really fought, and he's got a lot to be proud of, I think. So
yeah, the first series sucked. He fumbles the first play for a snap, and then he gets sacked. And then
well, I mean, he literally didn't even practice.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
I was hoping for a better turnout, but
I thought he competed.
He competed, and he looked much better in the last two or three series, and he had some drops.
Right.
Which didn't help him, but yeah, we can get into that.
You know, last night I was psyched to watch the Scott Peterson bit, and they're definitely two different documentaries. There's the Netflix documentary, which more sort of focuses on Lacey, and then the Peacock documentary, which is the one where Scott talks. That one's not up for two more days. I guess tomorrow. I think that one comes out on the 20th.
Oh, okay.
So I'm watching it, and I'm like telling my wife, no, Scott Peterson's going to be in this one. He's going to be talking soon.
Right.
And then I'm like, where is this guy?
You got to wait a day.
I wasted like 45 minutes because I don't want to watch the other one. I feel like I already know all the details on that. I want to hear what this psycho says. It's pretty haunting, man, when you watch the interrogation. Your wife is missing. You're being interrogated by the police, and you're so calm. Like, you don't seem very bothered by it. The demeanor is scary.
Yeah.
The demeanor is guilty, in my opinion.
That comes out tomorrow?
The one where he's talking.
The one that you want to see.
Yeah, the one I want to see tomorrow on Peacock.
Yeah.
And Valdez, I know everybody was watching the PGA Tour. I was watching Liv all weekend.
Oh, were you?
For whatever reason, I was locked in on Liv. And Anthony Kim shot 65. I'd say inconsequential
and
to the tournament.
This was a Greenbrier.
Yes.
Yep.
For some reason, I was kind of intrigued by it being at Greenbrier.
We had a listener that was sending us a lot of pictures and video.
Yeah, he loved it. He loved it.
I asked him how much was the hotel room to
stay
out there.
Did he actually stay at the Greenbrier?
I believe he said he slept in his car.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's psycho.
Maniac.
I can't imagine.
Because it was just too expensive.
I don't know.
Dude, or, that thing is or very maybe expensive. They just didn't have typically, them. Can you imagine how much it expensive. Is when the live is there? I mean, yeah. I can't even.
Yeah, there might not have been any available.
I was like, looks awesome. How much is the stay? And he said he was sleeping in his car.
Well, my guess is most people that went to the event weren't staying there. They were staying nearby or just drove up for the day. Yeah.
But I wouldn't be stunned if some people are staying there. That's what it's known for, right? It's a resort for people to stay.
Yes, but I would think that it would just be so busy.
Well, that plus it's very expensive. Maybe you just didn't want to put down the $700-800 or whatever it was costing.
I'll never pay that. I'm sorry. We all make good money. I'm not paying $700 a night for anything.
That's a lot. Now, I watched the PGA Tour. I was obviously pulling for Denny because he had a great Thursday, Friday, and he was tied for lead, but then he didn't play well on Saturday. Played much better yesterday, but he finished top 10.
So that's
took
great
him 580
right?
grand. Uh-huh. This guy is going to be so filthy rich, but he wants to win a tournament. He's been pretty close a few times, but yeah, Hideki wins it, and they move on to the BMW, the Beamer, next weekend, and that's out in Colorado.
How about that?
FedEx Cup playoffs.
Down to the
number
top 50. Yep. Saw Jordan Spieth didn't qualify. He's going to have wrist surgery. See what happens with him.
You guys pay attention to that. I don't know how many people pay attention to the FedEx playoffs.
Well,
golf fans do.
Golf guys do. I don't know what else people were watching yesterday. Guess they could have watched. I don't know if some of the football that was on the NFL Network was live or if they were replays.
They were replays.
I know I stayed up at 10 and I tried to watch the Raiders again.
Gardner Minshew.
Minshew got
named
the job.
Quarterback.
Neither one was super impressive, to be honest with
That's
you.
That's the story of a lot of the quarterback battles. That's what they're saying in Pittsburgh.
It's funny when where you look forward to the preseason for so many months because, you know, it's the doldrums of the summer and it's just baseball and golf if you're following the PGA Tour. And then you can't wait for the preseason, especially to see the young quarterbacks. And now I'm just ready for the preseason end.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just ready for the regular season.
It basically has ended because in week three,
you're not going to see
out
anybody.
Of 32 starting quarterbacks, I'm going to guess.
But you see five?
Less than eight will play.
Yeah.
Less than a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, already, I was going through the box scores on Sunday to kind of see how everybody did. Like, oh, they didn't play their starting quarterback. They didn't play their starting quarterback. Patrick Mahomes did play through that behind the back pass. That was a viral moment.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
wild. Will they have the balls to do that in the regular season?
Maybe, if they're up. I don't know. They clearly practiced it. I don't think they just winged it.
Actually, it was a good play.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's a talented
defense
guy.
Has to account for him scrambling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Kelsey slides out from his block. And
you know, we never see it.
7 or 8 yard gain.
But, you know, those kind of things, like in basketball, behind the back stuff, in lacrosse, they're not that unusual. Maybe it'll become something that becomes more routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's not that different than a shovel pass, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you'll see guys kind of roll out and then throw the shovel with their left hand. And instead of the left hand, he's just going behind his back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a risky play.
It's a risky play, yeah.
Because the first time it gets picked off, it's probably the last time you'll ever see that play.
Yeah.
And it probably has a higher risk of some defensive lineman just picking it off. But, of course, Mahomes and Kelsey pulled it off.
They can do it. But I'm just ready for the regular season, even though we're still, September 5th? So we're about 17 days away.
We were talking about it before the show started. Eric said, how'd the young guys do? And Bo Nix played last night and did well. The weird one is Michael Penix is not playing in games 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
They're not playing Kirk Cousins either.
They said they've seen enough. I saw the interview with Dalk, with the head guy, the D coordinator.
Raheem Morris?
Raheem Morris.
Head coach now.
Yeah. He said, yeah, we saw enough in practice, and in the first game, we're just going to put them on ice. I have no idea what they're doing over there. That pick makes no sense.
They lift him to number two?
Yes.
They have Taylor Heinicke, right?
Yeah.
I saw Heinicke playing, and he played all right.
Yeah. You know who played good? I was watching Dallas.
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance played good. Yeah. I have to say, he looked pretty good. He looked pretty solid. There were one or two throws I thought that were a little wild, which is kind of his thing. But
I think he finished something like 16 for 21.
He looked pretty good. He looked pretty good, and he's a stud athlete for sure.
He's the number three there.
Yeah. But he, you know what? He might have a future.
15 for 23, yeah.
He might have a future. He looked pretty good.
He ran for 34 yards and a touchdown.
He could run. Well, we knew he could run. You know, his arm's a cannon. It's just the inaccuracy and how he processes.
I mean, maybe he's getting better at that. I mean, he
looked like he was
certainly
like
putting the work in.
Yeah.
But again, you know, I can't get into the backup numbers. I just can't. Can't do it.
Well, it's not something to be excited about, but it's something to be like, hey, maybe this guy can actually still have a career.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's going to be some star, but, you know, just like when Trace was in there, I was so rooting for him. And it seemed like, by the way, again, I thought Chick and Brian are very entertaining. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just a total homer.
No, I like listening to them.
But I think they're good, you know?
Yeah, they have good repartee, too.
Good repartee. And B. Mitch always makes good observations, actually.
He knows the game.
When your boy was in there, I was so rooting for him. And then the announcers, and you could tell everybody on the sideline was rooting for him.
He played seven. I think he played seven series.
Yeah. It's tough, though. I mean, Driscoll played well.
Driscoll played well in both games.
Driscoll, you got Mariota. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've got Jaden.
No, but that was good for him to put that on film.
It's just a tough, tough spot.
He had a couple impressive passes. The one deep shot.
Down the right sideline.
And the other, he got hoard when the kid dropped it.
Yep.
All right, but
he had three drops.
And then just to come back.
The last pass that would have tied the game.
Wasn't a great pass, but he got it there.
Wasn't a great pass. It was a little behind him. So I'm not going to kill the receiver on that.
That was Tinsley, I think. He should have caught it.
But, yeah, I mean, look, guy was just working out up in Penn State just a week ago. He gets called up and had a couple practices. And so hopefully he'll be there and play a lot in the third game.
But front and center, Jaden Daniels, you get his second game. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about it throughout the show. John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com, he'll join us coming up at 7 o'clock. We're also going to talk to Ian O'Connor, author, coming up at 9 o'clock. He's got a new book all about Aaron Rodgers called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Mm. Some of the news about his book has come out in recent weeks about Aaron Rodgers and his family and more. So we'll get into that coming up at 9 o'clock. Next, we will recap the Commanders' second preseason game. It looks like they have a major kicking issue. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, I just put up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. And typically when I would put up a poll of the day with grades, by the way, Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. You would just, if you did grades, like grade Jaden Daniels preseason performances, which is the poll, you'd put A, B, C, D, and it only allows four choices. So I'd put A, B, C, D or lower. But I think that's impossible. So I put A, A minus slash B plus, B, and then C or lower. And I don't think you can even vote C or lower. Here's the thing with Jaden Daniels' performance. The only, it's not even a negative because he had really good ball placement. Only thing I could say is there was a lot of sideways passes in this game. It was a lot of drop back, plant your foot, release the ball in under, probably under 2.5 seconds.
Right, but some of, but that, he some delivered of that's by them, design, and some of that's when he's being pressured.
He delivered them right on time. He had one nice run. Now, Dan Quinn said he would have liked him to slide.
He was yelling at him.
It was fine, in my opinion. It's not like he took like some major hit.
Right.
And it showed you how they're going to have some design runs because he's going to get first downs on these runs a lot of times if it's blocked well.
I'll tell you who did a great breakdown of him. Chase Daniel put out a breakdown of his performance overnight, I think. I watched it this morning. And it's amazing to watch ex-quarterbacks. I don't care if it's Kurt Warner, who's like in the Hall of Fame, or Dan Orlovsky, or
career backups.
Chase Daniel. The way they break down film and all the things, all of the responsibilities these quarterbacks have is staggering. That's why it's so difficult to play well as a rookie. But he was so complimentary of what Jaden was doing. Jaden's footwork, Jaden making calls at the line of scrimmage, Jaden making the right read. He only had one or two instances where he maybe quibbled with Jaden's decision-making. But he's raving about him. Raving about him. And he didn't do anything extraordinary. But he is super accurate, super smart. You could tell, even though it's just preseason, he just fits right in, right? It's just a natural progression for this guy. And, you know, Jape, he did have his first run was one that Chase did criticize, where it probably wasn't the right read. He probably should have just given it to the running back. If you remember, he went left. It only went for like a yard or two, but he also took a big hit there that was kind of underemphasized. If you watch it on replay, he took a pretty big hit. So he is going to have to be careful. You know, even though he didn't get hit on that play where he had the nice run where Quinn's saying, get down, get down. You know, we've all seen the car crashes he had in college. He's going to run a lot. He's going to have to get down. He's going to have to protect himself.
It's tough when that's like his instinct.
I know. You know, he's a competitor, no
doubt. That's what he wants to do, and that's what he did in college. And he likes to get out there and run.
But his
speed.
Polish.
So it's tough to tell him to slide, slide, slide.
His polish with his footwork and just quick release and accuracy is really way better than I ever thought.
Yeah, the ball placement.
Way better than I thought.
The ball placement on the pass to Terry was perfect. Because he threw it to the outside. So corner has no chance there.
Terry made a great move, juke move.
Terry's in the best position to get the yards after the catch, which he did.
Yep.
But again,
also the first throw
passes
to Diami was to his outside shoulder.
Yeah.
And he hesitated there for a second to give Diami the time he needed to get open. I mean, he almost looks wise beyond his years, man.
If you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067, and you can vote at Junks Radio. I took a couple choices off the board. There's no reason to put D or fail. It's A A-slash-B-plus, B, or C or lower. I would give him an A-. I don't even really know why. Maybe just because I haven't seen enough downfield passing. You saw the one pass to Diami in the first preseason game. You didn't see anything in this preseason game. But you can just see the athleticism. And we knew he had that. I told you last week, I think he's going to run for 800 yards. I think he's going to be up there. Whatever Justin Fields was doing, he's going to be at least Justin Fields. Is he going to be Lamar? I don't know. But I bet he'll be close to what Lamar does.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bet against him. I'd say between 600 and 800 yards rushing, I see.
Yeah, put it on the board for sure.
Yeah.
That's going to make him a lot more valuable in fantasy drafts, too, and as a backup quarterback.
Sure.
And probably not your starter to start the year, but as a backup.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. And the team in general, it's so hard to tell.
Yeah,
they had more guys playing on the offensive line than in week one. They had a couple little penalties.
Wiley.
I was kind of surprised at the imbalance of the play calling. Maybe it was just by design, but they threw the ball 48 times, only ran the ball 22. Now, a lot of that has to do with the fact that they were trailing in the fourth quarter. They're trying to win, and Trace is out there, you know, throwing the ball down the field. But
Driscoll had a bunch of passes.
Driscoll threw 15. It's kind of a surprise there, but, you know, again, they didn't have any major injuries.
But the biggest issue, and alluded to it during the teaser, they have to find a kicker.
Kicking
situation.
Because
Jaden Daniels would have led the team to more points if the kicker could convert his field goals. He's missed three in two preseason games. You have kickers in the NFL nowadays in 16, 17 games who don't miss three field goals in a year.
Yeah. Right?
Guys miss three in 2 weeks.
And what's funny is a couple years ago, I don't know what year it was. Maybe he was 22. He's only been in the league 4 years, I think. But he had a year where he only missed four field goals. He was like 31 of 35. And then he got released and then picked up and then released and then picked up. And, man, it's just – it's strange to watch because you can tell he's got no confidence.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's available.
Dan Quinn went over and kind of gave him a pep talk on the sideline, which was nice.
Yeah.
But you know, deep down, Dan Quinn's like, okay, I'm going to be nice to the guy and pump him up, and then I'm going to find another kicker.
Well, you're going to bring in competition. But Dan was emphatic that he had a great practice on Thursday, that he went like 6 for 6, and then in the warm-ups he was hitting 60-yarders. So, you know, he's tantalizing him, he's teasing him, but you got to be able to do it when the lights are on. Play the music. I think people should be fired up here because, you know, we should be thrilled about our quarterback. I would give him an A. I'm not giving him an A+, but I would give Jaden an A. I mean, A-minus kind of nitpicking, I would give him an A. Brian Robinson has run better, and I might have to change my opinion on Brian right now. He looks like a different guy to me than the first. He looks like a little lighter on his feet, but you know, carries a heavy load.
Very physical runner.
I think he looks good. They've underutilized Eckler. Maybe they're just hiding him. So I don't know where I stand on him.
I think that's what they're doing.
I'm telling you, Sinnott only had one catch. That dude, if he gets opportunity, he's going to be a star because he catches it and he goes upfield. Like Bates. I like Bates because he's underappreciated, but he's not the athletic guy that Sinnott is. Bates just catches it, pretty much goes down. Sinnott catches it and goes upfield, and he breaks tackles. I'm telling you, they might have something there.
Yeah, I would agree.
The receivers,
he's been very impressive. The receivers, we all know about McLaurin, but nobody else did anything.
Well,
that
Diami
impressive.
Showed early. They featured him early, and then you didn't see him anymore. And then McCaffrey had a sighting, and they were playing him all over the place.
I like McCaffrey's
it was exciting
first
to see
catch.
That. It was great.
It was
catch.
A high ball.
Yes, it was a great catch.
But he brought it in.
Yeah. So I like that. Defensively, you know, it happened later in the third and the fourth quarter, but I liked Jamin, made some plays, made a play or two, maybe in the second quarter. But I liked his little stuff that he showed there, his first sack. In the third quarter, late in the third quarter, so they're trying to give Jamin as many reps as they can.
Dan went up to him and dapped him up.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, he loved it.
I went back and watched the game. I can't remember the name of the guy who broke like three or four tackles on a reverse for the Dolphins, but there was one
receiver.
Play, I think Jeremy Reeves hit him at first, didn't wrap, and Jamin was right there and just kind of whiffed on that tackle. I didn't think that was a great play by Jamin Davis.
No, I'm not saying it was
perfect. The guy went to the left. I don't know if you remember who it was. It might have been a receiver. went to the left. He got hit, and it seemed like there were like three guys around him, and then he ended up going all the way back to the right-hand side. Probably
but
ended
if you
up
did
with like
notice,
a 7 or 8 yard game.
And Quinn made a point of saying this after the game that they were physical. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was Reeves who had a couple kind of big hits. It was later in the game, but just the guys were flying around, and there's an enthusiasm here. I have no idea what they're going to do. If they're going to win 6, 7, 8 games, or I have no idea. But they're going to be a lot more fun to watch.
Here's the thing. I'd rather have Jaden Daniels go 10 for 12, even if it doesn't mean anything, go 10 for 12 on all these short passes, which was, you know, again, I was impressed with the ball placement. I knock it a little bit because some of them were just, you know, like I used to call RG3 RG screen. Like if you put other quarterbacks in that same position, I think they would have very similar numbers to Jaden Daniels. You know, Jeff Driscoll, if you gave him the same passes, all right, let's say maybe he would have been 9 for 12 instead of 10 for 12. But most of those passes were passes a quarterback should make, right? But man, I'd rather have that than what the Giants are dealing with.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like preseason doesn't mean anything, but you still don't want your quarterback throwing a
Daniel
pick
six. Daniel Jones has been around too long to do what he is doing.
Yeah.
Been around too long.
Well, that's why they know deep down that he's not going to last. He might not last the regular season, but he's certainly not going to be there next year. So they're going to have to make another move.
Yeah.
But I would agree. I mean, you want to see the rookie go out there, even though he's not putting up huge numbers. Just going out and running an offense, driving the team down the field.
He looks
completely
totally comfortable.
They did a little up-tempo. You talked about it in week
tempo.
One.
2-minute drill, essentially, is what it was, it looked like. And, you know, he's very comfortable with that. I'm excited about it. I just want us to get healthy as a whole and, you know, and see all the guys in there, which we haven't seen yet. And we're not going to see until week one, in all likelihood.
Right.
But I thought a lot of guys made individual plays, and there's going to be I feel bad. They're going to the cut down is a week from tomorrow, maybe, I think. And I'm sure they'll bring a bunch of these guys back, but
it'll be the Monday or Tuesday after
You know, it's just like one bloodbath now. They don't tease you with several cuts, it's just one big day.
Who are the best kickers available? Because this is a desperate need. I'm sorry, I don't care what the guy does in practice. When Riley Patterson has missed 3 field goals out of, 5 attempts in the preseason?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's made a couple.
Look,
but he's missed 3 in 2
they're
weeks.
They're looking at everybody. I don't know who's available. You know, I don't know what guys will get cut. You know, they might have to wait until after next weekend. But I don't know what big-name guys, you know, veterans are available. I saw Randy Bullock was one guy who was possibly available. He used to kick for the Giants. Mm-hmm. But I have no idea. I think most of these guys are in
perfect world, you want somebody with experience.
Yes.
You know, in a perfect world.
I don't know, man. Maybe I want a soccer guy like the Cowboys have that's hitting 66 yarders.
Yeah, that was smooth. He kicked that pretty much with ease. You realize how little you have to move the ball if you can convert a 65-yarder, 66-yarder? Barely have to go anywhere.
But it's so weird when you look at certain kickers' stats, and you know he was 30 of 35 2 years ago, and then all of a sudden he can't make anything.
It's just a confidence,
it's a confidence thing.
Kickers go through this. I follow this one punter on Instagram. I think he punted Ohio State. He's been cut like 9 times. But you know that's how you for kickers and punters. That's kind of the life. You just keep getting cut until you get on a hot streak. Somebody keeps you.
It's definitely an issue.
But I'm surprised that more people no one's calling. People aren't excited about the showing. I mean, they lost. They only scored 6 points, so maybe there's some trepidation there.
But there's
a lot to be excited about. I think.
I still think a lot of the Jaden Daniels lack of buzz is people just keeping themselves in check. And you've done that to an extent too, where it's like,
for sure,
hey, I don't want to get too excited because we've been down this road too many times. There's too much scar tissue. But man, like I said, you'd rather be in this position where your rookie quarterback is, 11 for 14, something like that, if you put the stats together.
Pretty high completion percentage.
I guess maybe it's 12
for
15. Whatever it is exactly. You'd rather have that than what they've got going on in New York. You'd rather have that than question marks.
Yeah.
100%. I agree.
Now, he could go in week one.
He could struggle.
And he could be terrible.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be terrible. I'm sure he'll have bad games, bad moments, but I don't think he's ever just going to, I mean, maybe. He's too solid. I'm telling you, watch Chase's breakdown where he breaks down. Chase Daniel, I think he did it overnight. I saw it this morning and watched it. He breaks down his footwork, just to the point of even like how far away his feet are and when he plants and throws, how he hitches when he's supposed to hitch.
His fundamentals are on point.
His fundamentals are phenomenal. And he's reading coverages and he's directing veterans and a guy like in his, second, 10 minutes of NFL football, he's directing veterans, calling out blitzing linebackers, changing plays at the line of scrimmage, doing things you'd expect vets to do.
I think mentally he's there.
Yeah, and he's making the right reads by and large. Although that one throw he made to Terry, right, where you kind of threw it out of bounds, and it was like, give Terry a shot or no one's going to get it right on the blitz. Chase pointed out that he probably should have taken the right. If you look on the right, mm-hmm. I think it was Eckler. Mm-hmm. If he just throws that screen on the right, Eckler's probably going for a touchdown.
Yeah.
If you see
those things happen. I know, look, the quarterback situation, which I think is getting the most scrutiny in the NFL right now, it's rookies, but then it's also Pittsburgh. And Justin Fields, I saw online, because there are a ton of guys. I didn't see Chase Daniels' analysis. I mm-hmm. saw Orlovsky, who was praising Daniels. I can't remember specifically, but it's all glowing. You can't say anything but positive things about Jaden Daniels right now. But there was a Justin Fields play where he definitely predetermined he was going to run. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a read option. It was like, I'm going to run it. And, he fakes the handoff. And then he runs into, four guys. There are four guys there.
Right.
And so, there's going to be that where I'm sure he predetermined, hey, if they're coming, I'm going to throw this to Terry. But he threw it in a spot that he couldn't hurt him.
Yeah, it didn't hurt him. But if he did just throw a little out in the flat to Eckler,
right,
he might have taken it to the house.
But he might not have had time to go through that read like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
His first read's on the left.
I think Chase thought the first read should be on the right.
Right.
Not Terry.
Easy for Chase to say.
Easy for Chase to say. And Jaden, you saw it in the Hard Knocks thing. Jaden wants to score touchdowns. Jaden's not afraid to take chances.
It's just the anticipation is obviously very high because you want to see how he does over four quarters.
Yep.
Not a half a quarter.
Right.
So it'll be interesting
to see. Can we bang out calls when we come back? I know we're going to do sports page.
You can chime in at 800-636-1067 as we hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great. 800-636-1067. Your reaction to preseason game number 2 and Jaden Daniels' preseason work. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. John Keim covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. will join us at 7 as we get a little more insight into the Commanders, their second preseason game. They got one more at home. But we don't expect to see Jaden Daniels in that one. Taking a look at our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day, I think most people were going A-B+ for Jaden Daniels' performance. And I get why you would give him an A. I think it's hard to give him anything below that because what has he done wrong? He didn't slide.
He hasn't really. He hasn't been perfect.
Well, you would also hope to see them drive for touchdowns.
That's true.
Yeah, for sure.
But they should have been points, except for the dumb kicker.
Yeah.
Should have been points, but you want to see your first team offense go out there. Not that every guy's going to be a starter, but go out there and score a touchdown on the first drive or second drive.
All right, let's go to the phones if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067.
All right, let's go to Clarence in Laurel. Sorry about Laurel, Clarence.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
What's up?
Not much, man. So, I've upgraded from optimistic from the Jets game to I think we're ready to go. Jaden looks good. He has to slide for one. He's really accurate. And what do you guys think about maybe De'Ami Brown being wide receiver 2? I know it sounds crazy, but so
I don't think it's crazy at all.
Jaden has a connection.
Yeah.
It's not crazy. The head coach himself said they're searching for wide receiver number two. Jahan Dotson gave you one catch for 3 yards in this game.
It makes perfect sense to me. We all know Deami's past, so we don't know what he's going to look like come week one. But, I mean, right now he looks the part. Jahan looks a little – I don't know what's going on with Jahan. I don't know if he's checked out or if he's just not – I don't know. But Deami looks like wide receiver two right now, and Jaden looks good. So, you know, my Ashburn syndrome is – right now.
Good.
I was listening to Grant and Danny.
Thanks, Clarence. Appreciate it.
I think it was on Friday, and I thought Grant made a point which I kind of agree with. He said, name, and it was kind of a hypothetical, but he was like, name me a wide receiver who's done what Deami Brown has done in 3 years, which is almost nothing, who then all of a sudden has like a big year.
Well, I don't think anybody should expect.
I don't think anybody's expecting a big year.
Expecting a big year.
I know, but a big year might be 50 catches. Generally, I mean, I kind of think if you've been something for three seasons, that's what you are.
You're probably right.
I think that's generally.
But if you're on the field and you're getting targeted, as long as you stay healthy, you're going to put up numbers.
Right.
And, you know, it's not like Jahan did anything to help himself in this game, but he wasn't out there very long.
Right. Well, he was out there with the first group.
He was out there for the first group, but again, the first group was only out there for a quarter. So I don't know. I think it all comes down to how he's looking in practice.
Remember,
and we don't know how he's looking in practice.
I'm taking Quinn at his word. And by the way, how awesome is it to watch Dan Quinn actually be a coach? Mm-hmm. Like, actually coach on a sideline, be actively
involved.
It's
a lot different
involved
than what you were used to the last
totally
4 years.
Totally different.
Yeah.
I mean, this is such a much better run organization, and you can already tell through two preseason games. I mean, Quinn is awesome.
I
don't know about the guy in Detroit. Maybe he is some boy genius. I'm thrilled with Quinn at this point. Now, if we go 3-13 the next 2 years, then we'll fire him and we'll say he's garbage.
Right.
But at this point, I'm thrilled with him.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm thrilled with him. But remember,
I think you should be thrilled with the entire staff.
He made a point of saying again yesterday in the post-game presser that they don't look at it like that Terry's far above the number one guy. You know, you got Terry, but they don't look at the other guys as two, three, or four. They're literally trying to find what are guys good at. I want to put them in those spots.
Yeah.
What routes does Deami run well? Where can he help me?
They're all kind of just in a group.
What does Jahan do? He made a point of saying, I love Jahan. I love what Jahan can do. But, you know, I want to find out where he excels the best, you know? And I think that's what they're trying to figure out.
And we'll be able to obviously make that determination after week one to see who's out there the most.
But I think it is fair to say that there is a fairly significant drop-off after Terry, and you don't have, if you want to label them ones and two or whatever, you don't have a dynamic number two receiver. You just don't. It doesn't look like at this point that Dotson is that guy. He's going to be a contributor, but he doesn't look like he's going to be that number two receiver that you hope for that's going to catch 65 balls.
You have McLaurin and
then a bunch of other guys.
And then a bunch of guys. A bunch of contributors.
It's going to be receiver by committee.
I'm
hoping that Sinnott really steps up. Now, it's going to be hard for a rookie. I'll tell you, I root for Cole, and I know he's Valdez's new BFF, but Cole's not distinguishing himself. That's not good for him. I guess Ertz. Haven't seen Ertz.
Haven't seen him.
So I'm hoping that maybe, you know, please, he's done in practice.
The preseason to me for those vets doesn't mean that much.
Doesn't.
Like they kind of know what they have. And certainly Kingsbury knows what he has in Zach Ertz.
And the other guy that they're going to throw to, they just are, is Eckler. And just haven't seen Eckler out there
They haven't featured
they
him.
They had one little screen to him. And you saw his shiftiness. I think maybe it was called back with a penalty.
Yeah.
He's going to be targeted over four quarters.
Eckler, it's almost like they're keeping him under wraps right now.
Yeah.
I think they want to see.
Well,
and
just keeping him healthy.
And Quinn talked about it. He kind of knows what he's got in Brian Robinson now. He knows. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned he's hard to tackle. Hey. I have to say, this is the best I've seen Brian Robinson so far.
I bet on Eckler to have more carries than Brian Robinson. I'm not feeling good after the preseason.
You might be in trouble on that
one. Not feeling good after the preseason because Robinson has looked good. But.
Mm-hmm.
It all can change, and we know that. Last year, now the results are different. Last year, the Commanders won all three preseason games. I can't remember what Sam Howell's stats were, but there was a lot of excitement. And then we know what happened. I'm not saying that's going to happen. Like I would find it hard to believe based on everything we've said this year, that this team doesn't win 6-7 games minimum.
I would be hard to believe.
Like, if you said they're going to finish 5-12, I'd be like, I don't think so. That would be a fail in my mind. Like, if they finished 5-12, that's a big fail on Dan Quinn and the staff.
It's not like the schedule is the toughest in the league. You've got talent, certainly on the offensive side. Defense should be better. Coaching staff is much better.
But they are going to have an issue in DBs.
You are
going to have an issue covering elite wide receivers, which, you know, is difficult for anybody. But that's where they could be exploited right now.
Unless the pass rush is a question mark.
They need to get great
pressure.
They
definitely have holes. We've talked about it. And, by the way, we started off the last segment talking about kicker. That's a big issue.
Yeah.
You got to figure out
kicker.
Because a kicker will determine one or two games this year, right?
Yeah.
And you want to be on the right side
of
it. You don't want to lose. Like, there could be winnable games. If you have Riley Patterson right now, and he kicks like he has in the first two preseason games, you're going to lose a couple games that you shouldn't lose.
Yeah.
I got to think they're bringing in guys this week.
I just don't know.
Or they're just waiting for somebody to be cut. I was trying to look at box scores to see if there were any teams that were throwing out two kickers. I didn't find any in my initial perusal. But we know there are other teams that have two kickers, so they just got to be waiting for somebody to be cut. But that person's not going to be great.
Maybe having a strong leg isn't quite as necessary as before. If they keep doing those kickoffs where they're kind of like bouncing them.
Yeah.
If you just want
somebody to be consistent on a 45-yard field goal.
Right. But I feel like consistent on
a 45-yard field goal, I think you take it.
Man, the McManus thing is such bad luck with what happened. And who knows what happened? Only two people know what happened. McManus and the girl. But the fact that they were going to rely on him, he was going to be the guy. Mm-hmm. And now they had to go, obviously they cut him and they had to go back to these backups, and the backups aren't working. I agree. It's a major issue right now.
We can ask John Keim next what they're looking at in terms of the kicking situation. John Keim, insider for ESPN.com, joins us next as we hit the skins here on the Junkie Season Work. Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan. John Keim covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. will join us at 7 as we get a little more insight into the Commanders, their second preseason game. They got one more at home. But we don't expect to see Jaden Daniels in that one. Taking a look at our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day, I think most people were going A-B+ for Jaden Daniels' performance. And I get why you would give him an A. I think it's hard to give him anything below that, because what has he done wrong? Nothing really. He didn't slide.
He hasn't really. He hasn't been perfect.
Well, you would also hope to see them drive for touchdowns.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah, for sure.
But they should have been points. Except for the dumb kicker.
Yeah,
should have been points. But you want to see your first team offense go out there. Not that every guy's going to be a starter, but go out there and score a touchdown on the first drive or second drive.
All right, let's go to the phones if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067.
All right, let's go to Clarence in Laurel. Sorry about Laurel, Clarence.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
What's up?
Not much, man. So, I've upgraded from optimistic from the Jets game to I think we're ready to go. Jaden looks good. He has to slide for one. He's really accurate. And what do you guys think about maybe De'Ami Brown being wide receiver two? I know it sounds crazy, but I don't think it's crazy at all. Jaden has a connection.
Yeah,
it's not crazy. The head coach himself said they're searching for wide receiver number two. Jahan Dotson gave you one catch for 3 yards in this game.
Mm-hmm. It makes perfect sense to me. We all know De'Ami's past, so we don't know what he's going to look like come week one. But, I mean, right now he looks the part. Jahan looks a little – I don't know what's going on with Jahan. I don't know if he's checked out or if he's just not – I don't know. But De'Ami looks like wide receiver two right now, and Jaden looks good. So, you know, my Ashburn syndrome is through the roof right now.
I was listening
to Grant and Danny.
Thanks, Clarence. Appreciate it.
I think it was on Friday, and I thought Grant made a point which I kind of agree with. He said name – and it was kind of a hypothetical, but he was like, name me a wide receiver – who's done what De'Ami Brown has done in 3 years, which is almost nothing, who then all of a sudden has like a big year.
I don't think anybody's expecting a big year.
I know, but a big year might be 50 catches. Generally, I mean, I kind of think if you've been something for three seasons, mm-hmm. that's what you are.
You're probably right.
I think that's generally.
But if you're on the field and you're getting targeted, as long as you stay healthy, you're going to put up numbers.
Right.
And, you know, it's not like Jahan did anything to help himself in this game, but he wasn't out there very long.
Right. Well, he was out there with the first group.
He was out there for the first group, but again, the first group was only out there for a quarter. So I don't know. I think it all comes down to how he's looking in practice.
Remember,
and we don't know how he's looking in practice.
I'm taking Quinn at his word. And by the way, how awesome is it to watch Dan Quinn actually be a coach? Mm-hmm. Like, actually coach on a sideline, be actively
involved.
It's
a lot different
involved.
Than what you were used to the last
totally
4 years.
Totally different.
Yeah.
I mean, this is such a much better run organization, and you can already tell through two preseason games. I mean, Quinn is awesome.
I agree.
I don't know about the guy in Detroit. Maybe he is some boy genius. I'm thrilled with Quinn at this point. Now, if we go 3-13 the next 2 years, then we'll fire him and we'll say he's garbage.
Right.
But at this point, I'm thrilled with him.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm thrilled with him. But remember,
I think you should be thrilled with the entire staff.
He made a point of saying again yesterday in the post-game presser that they don't look at it like that Terry's far above the number one guy. You know, you got Terry, but they don't look at the other guys as 2, 3, or 4. They're literally trying to find what are guys good at. I want to put them in those spots.
Yeah.
What routes does Diami run well? Where can he help me?
They're all kind of just in a group.
What does Jahan do? He made a point of saying, I love Jahan. I love what Jahan can do. But, you know, I want to find out where he is, excels the best, you know? And I think that's what they're trying to figure out.
And we'll be able to obviously make that determination after week one to see who's out there the most.
But I think it is fair to say that there is a fairly significant drop-off after Terry, and you don't have, if you want to label them ones and two or whatever, you don't have a dynamic number two receiver. You just don't. It doesn't look like at this point that Dotson is that guy. He's going to be a contributor, but he doesn't look like he's going to be that number two receiver that you hope for that's going to catch 65 balls.
You have McLaurin and
then a bunch of other guys.
And then a bunch of guys. A bunch of contributors.
It's going to be receiver by committee.
I'm
hoping that Sinnott really steps up. Now, it's going to be hard for a rookie. I'll tell you, I root for Cole, and I know he's Valdez's new BFF, but Cole's not distinguishing himself. That's not good for him. I guess Ertz. Haven't seen Ertz.
Haven't seen him.
So I'm hoping that maybe, you know, he's done in practice.
The preseason to me for those vets doesn't mean that much.
Doesn't.
Like they kind of know what they have, and certainly Kingsbury knows what he has in Zach Ertz.
And the other guy that they're going to throw to, they just are, is Eckler. And just haven't seen Eckler out there.
They haven't featured him.
They had one little screen to him, and you saw his shiftiness. I think maybe it was called back with a penalty.
Yeah.
He's going to be targeted over four quarters.
Eckler, it's almost like they're keeping him under wraps right now.
Yeah.
I think they want to see.
Keeping him healthy.
And Quinn talked about it. He kind of knows what he's got in Brian Robinson now. He knows. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned he's hard to tackle. Hey. I have to say, this is the best I've seen Brian Robinson so far.
I bet on Eckler to have more carries than Brian Robinson. I'm not feeling good after the preseason.
You might be in trouble on that
one. Not feeling good after the preseason because Robinson has looked good. But It all can change, and we know that. Last year, now the results are different. Last year, the Commanders won all three preseason games. I can't remember what Sam Howell's stats were, but there was a lot of excitement. And then we know what happened. I'm not saying that's going to happen. Like I would find it hard to believe, based on everything we've said this year, that this team doesn't win 6-7 games minimum.
I would find it hard to believe.
Like if you said they're going to finish 5-12, I'd be like, I don't think so. That would be a fail in my mind.
Like
if they finished 5-12, that's a big fail on Dan Quinn and the staff.
It's not like the schedule is, you know, the toughest in the league. You've got talent. Certainly on the offensive side. Defense should be better. Coaching staff is much better.
But they are going to have an issue in DBs.
You are
going to have an issue covering elite wide receivers, which, you know, is difficult for anybody. But that's where they could be exploited right now.
Unless they get great pressure.
They
definitely have holes. We've talked about it. And, by the way, we started off the last segment talking about kicker. That's a big issue.
Yeah.
You got to figure out kicker.
Because
a kicker will determine one or two games this year, right?
Yeah.
And you want to be on the right side of it.
More.
You don't want to lose. Like, there could be winnable games. If you have Riley Patterson right now, and he kicks like he has in the first two preseason games, you're going to lose a couple games that you shouldn't lose.
Yeah.
I got to think they're bringing in guys this week.
I just don't know.
Or they're just waiting for somebody to be cut. I was trying to look at box scores to see if there were any teams that were throwing out two kickers. I didn't find any in my initial perusal. But we know there are other teams that have two kickers, so they just got to be waiting for somebody to be cut. But yeah, that person's not going to be great.
Maybe having a strong leg isn't quite as necessary as before. If they keep doing those kickoffs where they're kind of like bouncing them,
yeah.
If that's
you just want somebody to be consistent on a 45-yard field goal,
right? But I feel
consistent on a 45-yard field goal, I think you take.
Man, the McManus thing is such bad luck with what happened, and yeah, who knows what happened? Only two people know what happened: McManus and the girl. But the fact that they were going to rely on him, he was going to be the guy. Mm-hmm. And now they had to go, obviously they cut him and they had to go back to these backups, and the backups aren't working. I agree. It's a major issue right now.
We can ask John Keim next what they're looking at in terms of the kicking situation. John Keim, insider for ESPN.com, joins us next as we hit the skins here on The Junkie.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.